West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Schools District announcing on Monday that all five Carroll County High Schools have been named 2025 Advanced Placement Honor Schools by State School Superintendent Richard Woods. Bowden High School, Temple High School, and Mount Zion High School listed as AP Challenge Schools, which means they have enrollments of 900 or fewer students and students testing in English, math, science, and social studies with a minimum of 25 students testing. Central High School named an AP Expansion School, AP STEM School, and AP STEM Achievement School, and Villarica High School named an AP STEM School, AP STEM Achievement School, and AP Access and Support School. AP STEM schools have a minimum of 5 students testing in at least 4 AP STEM courses. AP STEM achievement schools have a minimum of 5 students testing in at least 4 AP STEM courses with at least 50% of STEM exams earning scores of 3 or higher. AP access and support schools have at least 30% of AP exams taken by students who identified as African American and or Hispanic, minimum of 16 students, and 30% of all AP exams earning scores of 3 or higher. District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden, District 6 State Senator Matt Brass, and District 31 State Senator Jason Anivitardi this week voting with the majority of senators and approving a bill that would ban ranked choice voting in Georgia. Ranked voting is a popular method among voting rights advocates that aims to eliminate the need for costly runoff elections. Ranked choice voting allows voters to rank candidates on the ballot in order of preference rather than pick only one candidate. The lowest vote getters then have their votes transferred to the higher candidates until one gains a majority without requiring runoffs. Senate Bill 175 now heads to the State House. And all congressional eyes tonight will be on the president's first address in his second term.
We are really excited today for President Trump to come to the House chamber to deliver his State of the Union address. This is the first time the president will have returned to the chamber since his presidency, his first term. So there's a lot of excitement and speculation today about what he's going to say. I'm very excited, too, as someone who worked for him for 9 years. I mean, I'm one of his longest serving aides, now elected to Congress to represent us in Congress, but very excited to be a member on the floor this time representing our community.
District 3 Congressman Brian Jack is in his first year serving in the U.S. House of Representatives after winning the general election last November. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.